Krishna Book, Canto 13, Dwaraka, Chapter 58, Scene 5, Wife Number 5, Mitravinda. The kings of Avantipur, now known as Ujjain, were named Vinda and Anuvinda. Both kings were under the control of Duryodhana. They had one sister named Mitravinda, who was a very qualified, learned, and elegant girl. Mitravinda was the daughter of one of Krishna's aunts, Rajadi Devi. When the time came for their sister to select her husband in the Swayamvara ceremony, they forbade her to choose Krishna, although she was attracted to him. The feelings of enmity between the Kurus and the Pandavas were so strong that Mitravinda's brothers, out of friendship for Duryodhana, forbade the young maiden to accept Krishna as her husband. Mitravinda was to select her husband in the assembly of princes, but she strongly desired to have Krishna as her husband. And during the assembly for selecting her husband, however, Krishna was present and forcibly carried away Mitravinda in the presence of all other royal princes. Being unable to resist Krishna, the princes were left simply looking at each other. Thus ends Chapter 58, Scene 5, Wife Number 5, Mitravinda. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Rudantam muhur netra yugmam rijantam karamboja yugmena satanka netram muhu swasa kampa tirekanka kanta stitagraivam damodaram bhakti badham Rudantam mahur netra yugmam rijantam karambhoja yugmena satanka netram Muhushvata kampa trirekanka kanta sitagraivam damodaram bhakti badaham
Upon seeing the whipping stick in his mother's hand, Krishna is crying and rubbing his eyes again and again with his two lotus hands. Krishna's eyes are filled with fear, and the necklace of pearls around his neck, marked with three lines like that of a conch shell, is shaking because of Krishna's quick breathing due to his crying. So it is to this Supreme Lord, Sri Damodara, whose belly is bound not with ordinary ropes, but with the ropes of his mother's pure love, I offer my humble obeisances.